Kauai coral has been under siege, and we've had several conversations about the discovery and progress of Montipora white syndrome. This week, U.S. Geological Survey wildlife disease specialist Terry Work released his study based on field work done last month. He joins us now with some of his conclusions. And good morning, Terry. They're not good conclusions, but there is a ray of hope. I mean, there's definitely a thread of optimism in here if we're willing to have the political will to take action.
Hi, Bethann. Yes, that's exactly right. And thank you for having me on the show. We could actually be a leader in coastal management because what we do on land directly affects the coral reefs. And even though we don't know what's causing the mortality of these Montipora in North Kauai, we do know that there are things we can do to improve the environmental conditions to help these corals recover, and we could be a leader in that arena.
Well, specifically, you know, we're talking about how we manage and develop what's going on land, making sure there isn't the runoff, other things that are being done that are making it even worse for the coral. I mean, your point clearly is if you can't do anything right now about the Montipora, you can do something about everything else that at least you can do, right?
That's right. I mean, we do know the things that we do on the coast that are bad for coral reefs. We know there's a global consensus among coral reef ecologists that land-based pollution, runoff, sedimentation, and overfishing and loss of wetlands, all those things contribute to degradations of coastal ecosystems. And these are things we can do something about. The Native Hawaiians knew this when they had land, you know, land to reef management. They knew that what they did on land affected what happens on the reefs. So because we live on an island and because everything that we do on land is immediately magnified on the reefs, there are things we can do to make the environmental conditions better to help these corals recover. These corals are dying. And that's telling us something. Something's happening in North Kauai, and we need to start paying attention.
And meanwhile, while we're trying to figure out what that threat is that has caused it to come and be so virulent in North Kauai, your point is, why aren't we putting more attention where we know we already can make a difference? Why aren't we doing that?
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't know why that is. It's the analogy is clean drinking water and sewage in humans. I mean, there was a point in human society where we used to live with open sewers and we used to drink basically fecal-laden water. And then somebody wised up and said, you know what? If we manage our sewer correctly and we have clean drinking water, we'll really improve public health in a big way. Yet that mentality seems to stop at the coastline. We have septic tanks. We have rainstorms where we regularly hear about sewage, you know, dumping in the ocean. And everybody seems to think that's acceptable. That mentality stops at the coastline, and we have to change that mentality because what we do on the coast can really affect what we do in our marine ecosystems.
Looking at that, it seems to be, well, you know, when it gets dumped into the ocean, we kind of don't see it. It goes away and everything looks like a pretty picture when you look out on it until you start to see the effects of what we're seeing now that may or may not have a direct impact on the Montipora, but still we know that we're not managing our coastlines very well.
I disagree with that because I think people are seeing it. I mean, I was when I was doing our investigations in North Kauai, we had tourists coming up to us and telling us, you know, these reefs look really awful. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that the ecosystem is going south. So people are starting to notice, at least in North Kauai, that the reefs are not looking good.
But they're noticing now. I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. And was it just simply a case of what you don't see, you don't pay attention
to. That is part of the problem, and there needs to be increased public awareness that you know, you see a beautiful beach and you see a beautiful ocean, but all that is possible because there's an ecosystem underneath that's making that possible, and people are not paying attention to that, and they need to start paying attention.
So what are you doing to make people pay attention?
Well, I'm trying to get the word out through good science. Primarily, that's our mission, is to provide the science to the decision managers. But we are not a regulatory agency, so I can't really make – all I can do is try to get the word out and increase public awareness in my own little way.
So is DLNR paying attention?
I think they are. I know that we had DLNR biologists with us last month on the disease investigation. So I know that the DLNR biologists on Kauai are definitely concerned about this. Whether that's going to translate up the food chain, I'm not sure.
Because concentrating on what they're finding with Montipora is one thing, but being able to say, you know, this other stuff here that we've been doing for a while, it's not so good. Maybe we should stop that and stop it.
And the other thing to think about, too, is that, you know, we can't just lean on DLNR to to change the situation. The community in North Kauai, where this is occurring, has to decide whether it's important to preserve the coral reefs. And once the community makes that decision, they're going to have to make the hard choices of what it is that we can implement in that region to improve the environmental conditions enough to help these corals. This is really a community-based decision. It can't just be top-down while the government said, thou shalt.
So what's a hard decision that you think that they should be
making? Well, land use patterns. I mean, you know, I've been swimming sometimes in Hanalei Bay where the water looks like chocolate milk. That clearly is not right. So we're doing something about sediment management, you know, upstream sediment management. That's one thing we could work on. Cesspools is another thing we could work on. But all these things take some sacrifice and they take some money. But again, the communities need to make the hard decisions as to what they want to do with those.
You're talking in large part about political will to make it happen.
That's right.
And not just to sit there and bemoan how terrible it is and why doesn't somebody do something.
Right, exactly. And you know, I mean, everybody has a stake in coral reefs. Whether we like it or not, we promote them. We have a tourist industry. And people, you know, eventually, this, you know, if the ecosystem degrades and they come to an area to look at beautiful ecosystems, they're eventually going to go elsewhere. So, you know, we all have a stake in this. And I think it's important that, you know, the community's got to make that decision. If they're happy with the status quo, there's nothing I'm going to do to change it.
But economically, their dependence on people who come to visit Kauai and spend money with them, will the pocketbook have to be the driver on this one too?
I don't know.
Not just the other good reasons for doing it?
That is something, again, the community needs to make that decision. I have no way to really make that assessment.
But at least your latest report gives them good science so they can see exactly what's happening as of now.
That's our role, is to provide the science and the managers and the politicians make the decisions.
And the next report, when do you go out next?
That remains to be seen.
All right. That means we'll have to be in contact with you and we'll find out. And as we do, we'll let you know too. Thanks very much, Terry, for coming in.
Thank you for your time.
Terry Work, DVM, is a wildlife disease specialist and project leader with the U.S. Geological Survey, Honolulu Field Station. He completed a residency in wildlife medicine at UC Davis and worked for the California Department of Fish and Game as a wildlife veterinarian before coming to Hawaii in 1992. His report on the Kauai coral situation is on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.